Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, Seth Wickersham is a great writer. He wrote that book we had him on before called It's Better to Be Feared, The Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness. And that greatness is now mediocrity and spiraling down. He also just wrote a story on Sean McVay and the Rams, which is they're doing an amazing job. You know, I want to start with the McVay and the Rams first, Seth, because I said something last week. I said when I watched them play, they got issues. Van Jefferson's hurt. Allen Robinson, I don't think he's washed. He's 29, but it's not great. Cam Akers is fumbling near the goal line, and reportedly McVay's frustrated because he doesn't block. Whitworth retired. Brian Allen's hurt the center, and they're just kind of making it work. The coach is good. The culture's good. Everybody buys in. Arizona's the opposite, where I question the coach and the culture, but I love the players. So you recently spent multiple days with McVay, and it was in the off season. Is there a secret sauce to him? Like when you, what was your takeaway flying back, you know, to the East Coast after you sat down with him?
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's good to see you again. Man, I was with Sean. I visited him every month in the off season for at least a couple days. So I got a pretty good sense of him. And what I was really curious about was like, what was it that he brought to football that has led him to almost burn himself out at age 36. I mean, he's off to a historic start. You know, he has a chance to go down as one of the all-time greats if he can hang in there. And the torture that he was feeling about his craft was a thing I wanted to get at with him. And I also think that it addresses your question as to what makes him so special, because he's the system as much, maybe not quite as much, but almost as much as Bill Belichick might be in New England. And what he's been able to do, I don't think that he's ever articulated it this way, and I don't know if he would, but in my opinion, I think that he's been able to take what he learned from Mike Shanahan, from studying Bill Belichick and getting to know him, and take a culture that we thought for the past two decades could only be done one way. Culture of winning, it has to be a little bit miserable, has to be a little bit tough,
right,
and brutal like it was in New England. And I think he's been able to make that fun. It is hard,
yeah,
to take the collection of personalities that he's had there and turn it into something special, and yet he's been able to do it.
Well, you're in the story business, writing them and finding them. Was there a McVay story that you'd not heard of that was unreported that you kind of, you know, a little gem that you found when you spent time with him?
I mean, there's a lot of them. You know, I'll let readers go look up what he said to try to convince Team Brass to trade for Matthew Stafford in Cabo when he had had a couple tequilas, because it's not quite perfect for your air. But that said, I think the thing that interested me most was last year in November when they didn't lose an entire game, and just how physically sick he was, and how I think that he was almost broken at that point, and what it took for him to get his mind right. He was almost like retreating home and disconnecting from the rest of the building so that he could get his mind right. And Raheem Morris, his defensive coordinator, who I think should be a head coach in this league soon, was the one who was one of the only people who had a relationship with him strong enough that he could say, look, I know what's going on with you, and we need you back in the building. We need you to reengage. Sean ended up having like a really long meeting with Matthew Stafford that was unreported, that, you know, where they basically had to look at the pressure that they were under. And it was almost like therapeutic, where they talked about how much stress they were under and were able to kind of share that and articulate in a way that they weren't able to do before. And I'm not saying that's the reason why they won the Super Bowl, but I think it's the reason why Sean was able to help get that team out of that November slide,
yeah,
and on the way to the point where they won the Super Bowl.
All right, let's shift now to your book. Just came out in paperback. It's Better to Be Feared. Just released online and in bookstores. It's fantastic. It is a great read. Highly recommend it. And now we look at this in the rearview mirror. You know, I was showing something earlier today, Seth. I tend to be a theory guy. I find data, and I kind of like that. That's kind of how I do my show. And of the seven lowest-rated quarterbacks, six have defensive head coaches, and the only offensive one, is Frank Reich. And I thought last week they got it right. And my belief is there's been some cultural changes in the NFL. Once the CTE fear came in, moms fearing their sons playing football, you can't hit a quarterback, you can't hit a receiver. Running back's about the last guy you get a free shot at. So that's the world now, and that means a lot of the high school kids and the college kids, they want to play receiver, quarterback. They want to be famous, make money, and not get hit. So the world is changing, almost like basketball and the three-point shot. There's no more back-to-the-basket centers. You go look at California high school recruiting in Texas and Florida, all the best athletes want to be quarterbacks and wide receivers. Fame, money, you can't hit me. So what's happening in football is defensive coaches, the rules have changed. They're at literally a huge disadvantage in this sport. And it's happening fast, Seth. This is my theory. Ron Rivera, Pete Carroll, Belichick, Zimmer, Tomlin, they feel like outmaneuvered. And so as I go back to your book, my takeaway is the league is built for Andy Reid and McVay. It's not built for Belichick. And I don't think this is just a bad break. I think Bill's going to struggle going forward. That is my takeaway. Am I being hyperbolic? Do you see some of these changes? Are you shocked at all by how bad it's been for the Patriots?
I don't know if I agree with it in terms of Belichick, but yeah, let me take you back. You know, there was years ago that I was talking to Belichick about exactly what you're talking about. And he was talking about this route concept that they had stolen from Urban Meyer. And I said, you know, what do you guys call that? And he goes, oh, we call it our Gator package, from Urban Meyer in Florida. Then I went to go talk to Brady about it, and I said, yeah, so when you run your Gator package, and he kind of just stares at me like he has no idea what I'm talking about. And I'm like, your Gator package? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. I was like, well, Coach Belichick told me it's the Gator package. And he said, yeah, you have to remember, he's a defensive coach.
Right.
I think that like with Bill, he's presided over a lot of great offenses, especially in 2007. And if you look at the situation they have now, I think the question to be asking, I agree with your larger theory, but with him in specific, not having an offensive coordinator, having Matt Patricia call the offensive plays, knowing that Mac Jones is a competent quarterback, but the competence is not going to cut it in the overpopulated great quarterback AFC. Is this helping him get better? I think that's the question that's facing the Patriots right now, because he's had seasons before where he doesn't have an offensive coordinator. Back when he was with the Browns in the early 90s, he once had 15 coaches on his staff and no offensive coordinator. And when he was asked about it, he was saying the same things he says now about how everyone pitches in. All that said, no one's talking about the 90s Browns lighting the league on fire on offense.
Yeah, well, you know, by the way, in 1990, that may have worked. I mean, you could go into a season and say, we're a running team that plays defense, kind of a Dave Wannstedt team. That won a lot of games and divisions back then. That's like saying, we pounded inside and we dunk a lot. The Warriors are like, we play small ball and hit threes. So it is interesting. Yeah. The Tomlins, Pete Carrolls, Belichick, Mike Zimmer, Ron Rivera. So when you look at Brady now, it's been a little turbulent. You know, Arian's now upstairs. He and Giselle, it's not stuff I want to talk about, but we know it's bumpy. The ownership thing in Miami. Are you surprised by some of the turbulence? Or is it just being like he's Ronaldo in America? Is it part and parcel to fame?
No, it's been a weird, atypical year for Brady. I mean, here's someone who for most of his two decades in the public eye has been very drama-free. Right. And this year has been nothing but drama, beginning with the fact that as last year ended, as I reported in my book, he had grown disenfranchised with the Bucks. He didn't think they were really buttoned up heading into the playoffs under Bruce Arians, a person who he loves. But again, he was used to approaching the game and the teams being buttoned up for games to the nth degree in New England. And that just isn't Bruce Arians' style. They lose to the Rams after almost coming back. Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter report that he's going to retire. He says he's not going to retire. 2 days after that, he retires, saying that you know, he wants to spend more time with his family. A week after that, he says he might unretire. A month after that, he says after a month with his family, he's learned that his place is on the field. Arians goes upstairs. Then Brady leaves training camp, and he's starting this season not only down receivers, but with, you know, his marriage being written about almost on a daily basis in CNN, the New York Post, People. He just does not look like he's having very much fun. And frankly, you can't blame him at all.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Hey, let me ask you another question. You're senior writer, ESPN, Seth Wickersham. Show the book again. It's Better to Be Feared. Just released. Available online, all bookstores, paperback now. Buy it. I've read it. It's great. We had him on about a year ago. And we talk Rams, McVay, you just interviewed, and Belichick. Let me give you another non-NFL question, or an NFL question outside of that. Is that, and you have this labyrinth of sources in the NFL. So we got into this the other day. We were talking about Nathaniel Hackett. So in Green Bay, I've always worried about this. Like, let's take college football. Dan Lenning got hired at Oregon, but Kirby Smart's a defensive coordinator. So my takeaway is, how much did Dan Lenning, what was he responsible for? That's Kirby's defense. Saban's had a lot of offensive coordinators hired, right? Because Nick lets those guys run it. Kiffin, Sark, all those guys. So Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have a very strong point of view. Nathaniel Hackett's there. And later Aaron Rodgers is like, we played darts. He's funny. And I'm thinking, that's not what I want to hear. I'm not interested in darts. And so I watch him go to Denver, and I think to myself, oh, my God, the offense is the problem. That's his side of the ball. McVay solved that in an hour. McDermott solved defense in Buffalo in an hour. What do we know about Nathaniel Hackett other than his dad coached? Like this thing in Denver, aesthetically, Seth, it looks awful. Is it a Russ issue? Is it a Nathaniel Hackett? What are you hearing with all your sourcing?
Yeah, and I think that you can't forget that there was a big question in the league whether Rodgers was going to return to football and whether he wanted to return to Green Bay. And I'm still convinced that that's one of the reasons why Hackett was hired, and that even as they were in the process of trading for Russell Wilson, they were still just making sure that Aaron Rodgers, you know, was definitely going to stay in Green Bay. Look, it's been a sloppy start so far for Nathaniel Hackett. There's no question about that. I was at the Week 2 game. You know, they were sloppy against the Texans, who aren't a very good team. They looked horrible on offense against the 49ers, who are a good team. That said, they're 2-1. I think that what we're seeing is a steep learning curve from being a coordinator to the head coach, and not everyone can make it. Whether he can make it remains to be seen. And I think the other thing is that Seattle believed, and they believed this for a long time, that Russell Wilson had limitations. And I think that the worst place you can be in the NFL is if you have a B-plus quarterback and you're paying them like a surefire future Hall of Famer, which we're not exactly sure that Russ is.
Right.
They believed that Russ had gotten a little bit slower, that he struggled to anticipate windows, and that there were certain passes, even because of his, just because of his height, even though he's done so much to transcend that, that he still couldn't make, and it allowed defenses to cheat a little bit. And I think that when you watch Russell Wilson play, look, he's had some drop passes, and he clearly is not benefiting from a completely disorganized offense. That said, there were some things about him that Seattle had self-scouted, and they believed that he was maybe on the backside of his career.
Yeah.
And I think that you're seeing some of that right now with him in Denver.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Well, you know what, Seth? The truth is, if you look at the history of quarterbacks that move out of the pocket, Ben aged fast, Cam aged fast. I don't remember Fran Tarkenton. He was the first quarterback that moved around. Kyler, by the way, has played poor at the end of seasons. It's just a harder life, you know, when you're, you know, and I think that's the reality. Like Jalen Hurts, but it, you know, it's funny. Let me pivot to this. Like I've always, not always, my takeaway on Lamar Jackson is, listen, if you sign him for a 5-year deal and in 4 years, he starts to go off the cliff in the NFL, who cares? I just don't want to be, I don't want to be the New York Giants. And I do think what we're seeing, Seth, is that, and it's a really good point on Russell, is that I'm willing to spend big money on Jalen Hurts, Lamar, Kyler, but we have to realize that the pocket, this Brady thing's never going to happen again. You're going to get 9 years, and then they, by the way, Aaron now is much less effective throwing on the run. I've seen his data in the last 2 years. And so I think, again, holistically, I think we look at quarterbacks, and my takeaway is, if they're good now and fairly young, sign them and pay them a fortune. And I think to your point, maybe I'm too much of a homer, Russell looks heavier and slower. He does, right?
And he's always, and I do think that Russell Wilson, more than a lot of short quarterbacks, he's done a lot to transcend his limitations. I mean, this guy is a really good football player. But again, he's always needed things that defenses could cheat on. Like, for instance, needing a lot of space in the pocket. Like, if you look, he's most comfortable when he drops back way deep and almost throws a 25-yard pass for a 12-yard completion. And I think that, again, he's a really good player, and he's elevated that team. And even though they've only played the 49ers that are a good team, he has made some throws in their two wins that the opposing quarterback didn't, to help win games. And so we'll see. I think we need to be a little patient. But I do know that there's people around the league who saw Josh McDaniels come to the Raiders and thought what he might do with Derek Carr and wondered if the Broncos were still had the fourth best quarterback in that division, even after they traded for Russell Wilson.
Wow, that's interesting. All right, Seth Wickersham, show the book again, the paperback version of Seth's book. It's Better to Be Feared. Amazon, online, bookstores, It's Better to Be Feared, The Patriots Dynasty in Pursuit of Greatness. With a couple minutes left here, go back to that book. As you write the book, you know, hindsight's 20/20. You can say, boy, but is there a message in that book you look at now and you think, I'm not surprised? You go back. I'm gonna go read this book again, by the way. Is there a message in there and that year 12, year 13 of that dynasty, we should have known it was very much Brady driven?
Well, what I tried to do with the book was get as close as I possibly could through all my interviews with them over the years, through interviewing everybody I could possibly think of, to show readers the forces and the factors that led to the greatness of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and show the costs of it so that readers understood that this wasn't some hokey sanitized version of it. And there have been costs to their greatness. And I think that one of the things that I really focused on the last 30% or so of the book is when Tom Brady's trying to do something unprecedented, play until the age he's playing at the level that he's playing at, that you lose something. And the family dynamic and the pressure that he's put on the family by being so singularly dedicated to what he needs to do. There is no roadmap for what Tom Brady is doing. He's inventing it as he goes. And the way that he knows is only putting in the effort that he puts in. And I think that what we're seeing is that there's been a strain for a long time about how hard this is and how much he devotes into his craft. And I think that, again, it's a difficult topic, but we are seeing reports about marital struggles. Sometimes it looks like they have different camps leaking against each other.
Right.
And, you know, given the way that the offseason went and the couple years before that, where Giselle was really just so vocal about her preference that he needed to be more present at home and that she had given up a lot for his career, I think that we're seeing some of that play out. And I'm not like proud of showing that in the book, but I just think it's a real cost of his greatness.
Yeah. Seth Wickersham, always smart, always thoughtful. Go read that book. I'm going to go read it again. And you're a busy guy and didn't have to do this. And I always appreciate you stopping by our show, Seth.
My pleasure. Always good to talk to you, man. Thank you.
All right. Boy, he's good at what he does. Seth Wickersham, senior writer at The Other Place. They don't let me talk to many of their people anymore. Persona non grata over there. I always thought it was wonderful to get along with people. Really enjoyed my company. Ryan, I guess not. He's one of the only ones they let me talk to.
And you are a people
and
person.
By the way, he's one of the only ones I want to talk to, but he's the only ones they let me talk to. that was uncalled for.
That was unnecessary.
That was almost
that's a
cheap...
yellow card Thank in you. Soccer right there.
That was a yellow card by me. Unprovoked. Yeah. Juvenile shot at those guys. It's a great second best sports company out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, Visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Every new potential hire these days can feel like a high-stakes wager with your business. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/hurt. LinkedIn.com/hurt. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Colin, we're going to start with the 49ers. Obviously, they had a tough loss to the Broncos on Sunday night. The offense just couldn't get much going with Jimmy G's first start of the season. Former Niner Joe Staley is hoping this was just a fluke performance.
It's easy now, hindsight, saying, like, well, you know, he didn't have training camp and all that stuff. And, you know, he's coming back from a shoulder injury. But, yeah, it just wasn't a great game. He just looked off, and, you know, the throws weren't quite there. You know, from my vantage point in the stands, it just wasn't clicking. And I've been there, you know. We've had really good teams, too, as players, where just one day he just wasn't there. And offensively, that was a game that, you know, hopefully this is not the Niners offense that we're going to see the rest of the season. This is kind of maybe just a blip.
They're going to be fine.
Okay, so there is a video circulating on the internet that came from Sunday Night Football. Someone sent it to me. It's after, I think, the interception in the fourth quarter that was tipped, and Jimmy G, the camera close up on him, and it looks like he's playing it, saying into the headset, "Your plays suck, man." Like, he's just not happy with some of Shanahan's play calls.
Or is he saying to himself, "Man, your playing sucks, man"?
It's possible. I think the media is going to ask him about it because it's going viral right now.
Oh, it
literally is. Right this moment.
This moment.
It just popped like an hour ago, yeah. Someone sent it to me and now it's out there everywhere.
Did he say it to...
He's just in the headset with the helmet on, no players around him. He's just walking off the camera, NBC cameras up close on him.
And he says, "Your play sucks, man."
Your play suck, man.
Sucked or sucks? Because if you're saying, "My play sucks..."
I don't think he's talking about himself, but he could be. That's a good point. A lot of people are saying he's talking about Shanahan. Because remember, Shanahan didn't even want him. As you said earlier, Shanahan left him to the side. You can't have the playbook.
By the way, Shanahan wins 31% of his games without him, so I simmer down.
I just don't get that. All right, next up, the Bengals and the Dolphins kick off week 4 Thursday night. Tyreek Hill and Eli Apple face off. They were in the AFC Championship game last year. Eli Apple got a huge tackle on Tyreek at the end of the first half to save the touchdown. Remember, Chiefs were about to go up big. And Tyreek Hill is now trash-talking Eli Apple. Oh, we play on primetime this week? I didn't even know that. Oh, we play on Amazon Prime? That's going to be lit right there. I didn't even know that. But we looking forward to it. Who we playing? Bengals? We're looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to go against Eli Apple. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here. Let's eat. He is fired up. Now, there is a report that Tua is dealing with a back ankle thing and did not practice today.
I've told you. This is my favorite.
Going on.
My
yeah.
favorite bet of the week is the Bengals. Now, I can't put it in my Blazing 5 because it's Thursday.
Yeah.
I think the Bengals are going to roll.
Line is up to 4. It was 2.5 Sunday night.
I love the Bengals.
And Tyreek Hill, I think, only had 2 catches in the big game against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, they were never on the field.
Yeah, they had 39 plays. You're right. Good call. All right, final story. Colin, the Brooklyn Nets, okay? Kyrie Irving last season, just a total disaster. Sitting out home games because he refused to get the vaccination. He wasn't able to join the team until March. And then he went off the rails a little bit and said he even had a huge contract waiting for him before he decided not to get vaccinated. Here's Kyrie.
"I gave up 4 years, 100-something million. Deciding to be unvaccinated, and that was the decision. Whose contract, get vaccinated or be unvaccinated, and there's a level of uncertainty of your future, whether you're going to be in this league, whether you're going to be on this team. So I had to deal with that real life circumstance of losing my job for this decision. We were supposed to have all that figured out before training camp last year, and it just didn't happen because of the status of me being vaccinated and unvaccinated. So I understood their point, and I just had to live with it, and it was a tough pill to swallow."
Everybody makes choices. I don't see him as a victim, but...
He's definitely not a victim. Let's
I wouldn't have made his choices. I do believe when you're a member of a team, you have to sometimes sacrifice. Yeah. But, you know, listen, the vaccine broke up friendships, divided the country. So a basketball player had a strong take. So did... people at every company in the country. Yeah. So I kind of look at it and I think, in the end, that team's got a lot of higher maintenance players, which I don't think at the end of a season wins championships. But I think, you know, I look at the pandemic now in retrospect. I mean, I was never a fan of mandates, but I was a fan for the first 6 months of wearing masks and getting vaccinated because we were all kind of, hospitals were guessing.
Nobody knew. Yeah.
Nobody knew anything. But I, you know, like mandates and vaccine, what workforce didn't it affect?
To be clear, the Nets came out right after this and were like, that's not how it went down at all. But they didn't really go in on Kyrie. They could have easily. Colin, he's starting this already. Okay, it's the preseason.
I know.
This should be water under the bridge. That's last year. We're moving forward amicably. We're moving on.
We should.
And he's starting with this crap already.
Well, we should have we should like have this running sort of tote board on. There are athletes that are very strong personalities. Aaron Rodgers would be at the top of the board. Kyrie would be second. Kevin Durant would probably be third. That they kind of go to the beat of their own drummer. They're very sort of independent thinkers. We attack them often in the media because they don't align with what we think professional athletes and team members should do. But Aaron Rodgers isn't changing, and Kyler's not changing, and Kyrie's not changing, and Durant's not changing. Yeah. And I think you just have to come to terms with not everybody's kind of built the same way emotionally. And I just think Kyrie is just a different cat. And you got to come to terms with what he is.
But he said he didn't want the vaccine. That's fine. You know what? The Nets are a team. Yeah. And New York is a state that had their rules.
Right.
You don't want to abide by them? Fine. You don't play. Colin, you have a show here. If you said, Jay, you got to get the vax to be on the show, I'd get the vax. Now, I already got it anyway.
Right.
But if I didn't want to get it, you could just say, sorry, we're moving on. I'm going to find someone else. I understand. That's how it works. I don't know why he's trying to play the victim card here.
Well,
it's pathetic, Colin. It's embarrassing, Kyrie. It is.
Well, all right.
I guess I don't want to go in too hard.
I'll save it
for my podcast.
I don't want to have to be put in a position to defend Kyrie.
You certainly do not want to
be. No, but I would say this. I have defended Kevin Durant on some things, and I've defended Kyler Murray a lot.
Yeah.
And even though Kyler Murray I don't think is great for the team concept culture, I've defended Kyler Murray because I think in that league, if you don't have a top 15 quarterback, you're toast, and he's a top 15 quarterback.
Let's remember, Kyrie's a guy who said to LeBron, I don't want to play with you anymore.
And Brad Stevens.
And to Brad Stevens, I'm out of here. Bye. Jason Tatum, I don't want to work with you guys. And now he's causing trouble in Brooklyn. Like, there's a pattern here, you know? Would you hire someone like that to be the face of your franchise?
I have a podcast network. I hire nothing but personalities.
You going to hire Kyrie Irving? Ooh. Bring him on board. Hey. I'm sure people would.
Hey. Yeah. Draymond Green, strong personality. Richard Sherman, strong personality.
Totally different.
Bring him on.
Hey, can you tell Richard Sherman to unblock me on Twitter? It's been like 3 years.
Well, what did
you
say?
I called him out for bad play. He was bad on the field.
Well,
he can't take the heat, you know?
Well, maybe you were a little over the top.
I might have been over the top. That's out of character for me.
Yellow card for you, soccer guy.
Come on, USA, step it up.
I defend Richard Sherman at all costs. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
All right, hold on. All right, just getting a little sourcing here.
Uh-oh, what do we got?
Well, hey, you know, you just got to, you know. Ramona Shelburne sent me a nice text. It's always a pleasure to talk to her. I like Ramona.
She's got a big TV show coming out, this
show
about the Clippers owner.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, yeah. She's involved in this. She's smart. Good reporter.
Great reporter, yeah.
There are good people over there.
Yeah, they blocked me. They wouldn't let me bring anybody on for like 5 years, which I took as a badge of honor. Oh, you're just a little terrified of this act over here. But they give me Seth Wickersham. If you gave me Ramona, I'd bring her on. That they wouldn't let me. I think I asked one time. It got a little prickly. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was very friendly.
You
know
are
me. I'm a
kind
man.
Of a nice guy.
I like to get along with everybody.
Yeah, except Packers fans.
Hey. Somebody's
they
got
are all over me today.
They have worn those cheese heads for so long, it's cut off circulation to their brains.
Sick.
And I think they...
It's all brutal.
Right. That was unprovoked as well. See you tomorrow. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.